The city of Syracuse is taking action in the wake of stories about lead in drinking water in some central New York schools. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the city wants to make sure there are no problems in the Syracuse City School District.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says the city will be testing for lead in water in each of the city's public school buildings to make sure no high lead levels are lurking that could harm children.
What we're doing is being proactive so that we can make these determinations before harm settles in.
Miner says it was stories from nearby Ithaca that showed high lead levels in the drinking fountains and sinks in several schools that spurred action. She notes, though, Syracuse has been aware of the possibility of lead poisoning and has had programs to deal with it for years.
It's an issue in all older cities because lead was so prevalent in paint, and then it was prevalent in pipes, and then if you don't flush it out, it leaches from certain places, all of which we've known, and we have been very proactive in trying to address. So this is really, I think, a case of the country kind of catching up to where Syracuse is.
Lead pipes were banned in 1986, but some remain. Too much lead exposure can affect the mental and physical development of children. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is calling on the federal government to help schools across the country pay for lead testing. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.